Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Doug Show. My name is Doug Cunnington, and today we're going to talk drop shipping. And actually, I have a friend in the studio, Paul Lipsky, and he lives like a couple miles away. We've hiked a bunch. We've seen each other at various events around town. And funny enough, like we never talked business ever. And it turns out we're like on parallel tracks, and we have been for a few years, but we're interested in other stuff. So we never talked about business until today. And we're going to dig into a couple big topics. So like I said, drop shipping in this episode, but there's going to be a two-parter because Paul also has a YouTube channel, and we're going to talk about running a YouTube channel, starting one, and then sort of the life cycle of a YouTube channel, because I think we may have been doing this about the same time. And again, we're running in parallel tracks. We didn't realize it. So welcome to the show, Paul. How's it going today?
Thank you. Yeah, it's going great. It's a beautiful day here in town. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about this because I've heard a bit of your story. Actually, I've heard a lot of your story, and it's just kind of shocking to me, like you were saying, like how similar is, you're going to see how much things line up. And it's just kind of funny that we ended up living so close to each other. I think there's something about this community because there's like a disproportionate number of like creators, if you want to call it, in this town. And it's just kind of like shocking to me. Like I keep running into more of them. I'm like, what's in the water around here that's making us all want to go on YouTube or whatever? So
awesome. Well, thanks for coming over. And you know, you're dealing with Georgie, the dog who people might see on the YouTube side over here. We're going to start at the beginning just to get like a baseline. So you know, you work online now and you have for a few years. Can you talk about like the early days? Did you ever have a corporate job? Like just kind of take us through the early days before you started working online so we understand your background.
Sure. Yeah. So I used to have a corporate job. I used to live in New York City. I was a lawyer back then. And this was 2015, 2016, and I kept bouncing around between different jobs, and I wasn't finding my place. I was like, I don't get this. Like, I was promised, basically, that I would love my job, that I would find purpose in it, and I just wasn't connecting. So, I eventually ended up at a job that was okay, but it wasn't very satisfying. So, I started looking, like, maybe I can kind of condense my work life into a smaller number of years and make money on the side so I can kind of like get out early. So that was kind of my goal. And so I started looking for online businesses around 2016. I tried a lot of them, including some of the stuff that you teach. I wasn't successful at it. Definitely doesn't say it doesn't work. I think it was just my mindset. It just didn't work for me. And so then I heard about some of this drop shipping stuff, and then I kind of went all in with that. So
perfect. And how long were you practicing law or had a job where you were a lawyer?
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't very long. I think I was admitted to the bar in 2015. And is that right? Yeah, somewhere around there. And I only worked like 2 or 3 years before I ended up quitting. And ultimately, I quit because I was making more money online. So it just made sense to exit then.
Perfect. Did you have any struggle sort of identifying as a lawyer or the sunk cost? Obviously, probably was several years, maybe whatever, 5 to 8 years of you targeting being a lawyer, and you were in the promised land. And then it turned out different than you expected. So was it hard to just kind of walk away from that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, part of it's an identity thing, right? It's like a lawyer is kind of like a prestigious job. You know, you get some like street cred for that, right? And you know, walking away from that, people like think you're crazy, right? If you're a lawyer, they say you're always going to have a job. So it was a lot to walk away from, but ultimately, you know, I stuck it out for longer than I should have. And I got to a point where it just became unsustainable to run my businesses, because by the time I quit, I was running multiple drop shipping stores on different platforms. I had my YouTube channel, I was coaching people, and I was working as a lawyer. It was completely unsustainable. and it was hindering my growth for my businesses. So it kind of made sense to leave.
Much easier if you're earning more on the side than your full-time job, then you could justify it. Okay, so let's get into it. For the people that are unfamiliar with dropshipping, can you explain the business model just in general, and then we'll sort of unpack it from there?
Sure. So dropshipping is a way to sell physical products online, but without actually owning the inventory yourself. So you'll list the products for sale, and you can either do this on your own website or on a marketplace like eBay, perhaps Amazon, Facebook Marketplace, TikTok Shop. There's limitations, but you can try to sell in anywhere people sell physical products. But once the products actually sell, you then turn around and buy them from a supplier who will ship them directly to your customers. And these suppliers are either wholesale contracts you have, or a lot of times we just drop ship from like Amazon to customers on eBay or Amazon to customers on TikTok Shop. So that's basically how it works. And the great thing about it is that you don't need to have all this inventory up front. You don't need to invest that money. And you can kind of test the market to see what works in a kind of a lower risk way.
I heard about drop shipping around the time that I was exploring stuff online, just like you. And eventually I also read the 4-Hour Workweek, which was published in like 2007. And Tim Ferriss mentions drop shipping as one of the business models. So it seems like, hey, it must be saturated at this point. I mean, you got into it like 10 years after like Tim Ferriss was like researching and all that shit. So can you talk about either the competition level, or should people be nervous that it's saturated now because it's like 15 years past 4-Hour work week? But yeah, what's it like these days in 2024 when we're recording this?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I read that book too. That was part of my sort of journey to getting here, because that was a very, very important book, I think, actually reading that one. But yeah, I forgot that he had mentioned dropshipping in that book. Probably what set me off on the path, if I'm being honest. But yeah, the thing about it is that it has changed a lot over the past 7 or 8 years I've been doing it. And you have to be willing to keep up with that. So when I started, I was just doing it on eBay because that was the primary place to do it. And then I started doing it on Amazon, for instance. But then Amazon, they basically said they don't want you doing it. And that never really stopped me from doing it. But then they actually made it hard to do it. So they really cracked down on it. So we don't drop ship on Amazon anymore. But now we have TikTok Shop that's around and Facebook Marketplace. And these are new marketplaces. And so we've evolved and we've changed and we've moved over to those. TikTok right now is a fantastic place to be drop shipping. The competition is low. The engagement and the traffic is crazy on there. And I would say it's even better than anything I've ever seen on eBay before. So, you know, if you were someone who had tried a few years ago and like gave up, you're like missing out on this new opportunity. So it's all about sort of like adapting and changing and being willing to do that as time goes on. Because there's going to be something in the future. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be there. And if you're one of the first people to get on, you know, that puts you at a big advantage.
It's interesting. Yeah. One of my buddies was telling me about one of his friends who was roughly a beginner, like less than a year experience working online, and did like 45K of profit on TikTok. And I was like, that seems crazy. And I mean, I'm not going to go that route because I think it's probably like flash in the pan. The guy hit a good formula or whatever, and it's working for him. But it's crazy the volume that can be pushed. So overall, the point is, the market shifts in different areas. There's tons of consumers out there. So it's just the advantage you have and we have as dropshippers would be the consumers are still out there, but there's new platforms and different ways to get in touch with them versus just like maybe ads on Google, for example.
Okay. Right. And then the other cool thing about dropshipping is that, you know, for most people who aren't dropshipping, if they want to sell a new platform, there's a lot of setup involved. Like you have to get the products and put them in a place where they can get to the customers. But because we don't have to have that inventory up front, it makes it very easy for us to pivot, you know, to these new marketplaces or these new strategies. If something isn't working, you can just stop doing it. It's not like, oh shoot, how do we liquidate all this inventory we had? You don't have to worry about that. So it's kind of an advantage.
Can you talk about how, it sounds like you were able to find success pretty quick with it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you mean by quick. It felt slow to me.
Okay.
But I think in the grand scheme of things, it was pretty quick.
Okay. Well, yeah, talk about that and whether your skill and your background paid off or you got a little lucky or a little of both. But yeah, tell us about the timeline back then and then what we might expect now. And then the next question after that, don't answer yet, but the next question, we'll be getting into sort of the step-by-step, like, hey, if somebody wants to get started, how do we do it? But lay out the timeline so we know what to think about as far as, well, timeline to be completely redundant.
Right, right. Okay. So I started my first eBay store in January 2017. And the first like 8 months, it was kind of just like limping along. Like I had enough sales to prove the concept, but it wasn't life-changing at all. Nowhere close. So I just kept with it. I kept trying new stuff. And then around the summertime, I began to really understand how to find the right products, product research. And that was critical because that's the real difference between a successful store and an unsuccessful store, is knowing which products to sell. So once I figured that out, my sales really started to take off. And then I got the extra push from quarter four, Christmas, which really propelled things forward into the next year. So I think what I always tell most people is it's going to feel slow at first, but you just need kind of like that one break to sort of like push you forward. And then you go into quarter four and that's like another big push for you forward with your store.
And is it about testing, like to find the product or a combo that works?
It's more so with this type of drop shipping, because we're selling on the marketplaces, you don't really have to test so much. It's more about just volume of products in your account. And when you're first starting out, you can't have a lot of volume. If you, for eBay, for instance, they have a limit on the number of items you can sell. So you can't go over that limit, but they increase it as time goes on. So you have to wait for those limit increases. Other marketplaces like TikTok don't have those limits, but you can't just come out the gate and list 100 products. Well, technically, the limit is 100 products per day, but that's a lot. So okay. I basically say there's no limit on TikTok. But you don't want to be listing 100 products a day because that everyone I know who does that, TikTok shuts them down. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, where are you getting all these products from? Like, who are you just coming in, listing up all these products? So I'm always aware of that. I always want to prevent people from getting their accounts shut down before they even get started. And a lot of it's just avoiding these red flags, like coming out way too fast out the gate. So you got to scale up slowly. But then once you have enough products in your account, that's when you start to see this growth and it can become very exponential.
So what's the first step if someone out there is thinking, hey, this sounds like an interesting business model and I could put in the time, they have a little money to invest, they have some time to learn the pieces. Where do you start?
Yeah, so first step would be decide where you want to drop ship. I think right now TikTok Shop is the best opportunity. eBay is another great place to do it. They've technically said it's not allowed on their platform. We still do it anyway. They know we're doing it and they allow it. So, you know, you make that decision for yourself. The great thing about eBay is it's been around for a while. Drop shipping on eBay has been around for a while. So it's kind of like a staple, if you want to call it that. So make a decision where you want to sell. Like I said, probably TikTok Shop right now, and then set up an account with them. What I always recommend is using some sort of software to help you run your account. And I think the software that I use is called AutoDS. AUTODS, AutoDS. And with that connected, it actually connects to your store and you can put products into it. So I can go to Amazon and say like, oh, I see this pink flamingo floaty that I want to sell. Grab the URL for that, put it into AutoDS, and it'll actually just then list it into my TikTok shop with just a couple of clicks. So that really is important because one, that allows you to list items faster, which as we talked about, more products better. But second, it also connects the two up. So if the price changes on Amazon, the price will be updated on TikTok shop. If the item goes out of stock on Amazon, same thing, it will go out of stock on TikTok shop. And that's going to save you a lot of headache. And it can even automatically order the item from Amazon for you when the order actually comes in on TikTok shop. So yeah, I mean, you got to be thinking ahead. Like you don't want to be running the business all the time for your whole life, right? You're doing this probably to make some more money, to have like a better life for yourself. So why not get ahead of that and set up the automation right away?
Okay. So what's next after that?
Yeah. So there's two basic skills that you need to master no matter where you are dropshipping. The first skill is product research, finding the right products to sell. And the second one would be optimization of the products that you list. So I think optimization isn't too hard. So the real tricky one here is finding the products. So what we always look for when we're doing product research is we want to find the products that people are already excited about, that they're already buying. There's three types of products we're looking for. One, products that solve a problem, or products that make you go wow, or products that we have data that shows us that people like it. Because sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes I look at something, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, who wants a fidget spinner? But then the data is telling us, oh, a lot of people want fidget spinners, right? So the data is probably the easiest one because you don't need that sort of like experience. You don't have to like figure out, oh, is this a wow? Does this solve a problem? You know what I mean? And luckily there's great software out there that will show you the data. So for instance, there's one I use called Zeek, Z-I-K, and that actually scans through eBay. And you can look in there and see, okay, I'm trying to sum this up in my head because there's a lot that Zeek does, is a lot of different tools in there. But for instance, you can go right on the homepage and it will actually just pull in products for you, say, hey, this product's selling on eBay, it sold 10 times in the past week, and we found it on Amazon for less money. So they'll give you those. Another tool on there I love is if you find another dropshipper on eBay, which I really recommend that you do, like look at other dropshippers on eBay, get an idea of what they're selling, what their pricing is, what their stores look like. But then you can plug them into Zeek, and Zeek will show you, it will actually rank for you. Hey, this is their most popular product, and it sold 100 times in the past month. And this one sold 80 times in the past month. This one sold 70 times. And it just like gives you that information. And then you can go and see, okay, let me check out my supplier. Maybe it's Amazon, maybe it's a wholesale supplier. And let me see if they have something similar. Do they have the pink flamingo? And is that a good price? If they do, I'm going to throw it into AutoDS and actually list it for sale.
Okay. So one of the keys, of course, is picking the product. So it sounds like it's not something that's easy, number one. Or can you share any broad areas or categories or give examples without outing yourself or other people that you know? Because like that's a critical piece, right?
Yeah. And I think people misunderstand. So if anyone is like slightly familiar with dropshipping, I think they sort of misunderstand this when I talk about it. Because the way that most people do dropshipping is they're selling on their own website and they're selling one or two products. So for them, product research is like live or die. And if you get it wrong, like you've just wasted everything. But again, because we're selling on a marketplace, there's a lot of margin for error. Like if I list up the pink flamingo floaty and it doesn't sell, who cares, right? It's just there. It costs me a little bit to list it on eBay, probably free. I hate giving like too much information that's not important. But the point is that when you list items on eBay, it does cost you a little bit of money, but they give you a lot of free listings. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about. The point is it's not going to really cost you anything to list something. It's not like a big deal if you mess up. And you don't want to stay inside one niche. Like, you don't want to just sell pool floats or just pet products. You want to cast like a wide net because there's people buying everything on these marketplaces. If you were selling on your own website, sure, you might want to zero in on like one category. With that said, I sell a lot of stuff in like the home goods categories. It just seems to do really well, like home decorations, plates, bowls, little home appliances, things like that.
Okay. Very interesting. Yeah. And the other people that I know, like you said, they typically have a website. They kind of lock in a niche area and they're locked in, but they've painted themselves in a corner, but like it works for them. And maybe they get like more customers that are repeat buyers and stuff like that. And maybe you do too. But if it's all random stuff, that doesn't hurt the store or any kind of algorithmic issues in any of the marketplaces?
No, not in the marketplaces.
Okay, cool. It's interesting. So just going to the marketplace, like people are going there to buy, similar to Amazon, right? So if you're, browsing around eBay, like, you're looking to buy something. There's no other information there. Like, you're trying to buy something, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's what's so powerful about it is that you're not, so when you're building your own website, you are trying to get people to go to that website, but we're just going where the customers already are. Mm.
So how do you find the suppliers?
Yeah. So like I said, a lot of what we do is we're just drop shipping from like Amazon or Walmart onto these marketplaces. So that's pretty easy. The wholesale, I don't do wholesale everywhere. I do wholesale on eBay only, just because a lot of the other marketplaces like Facebook, TikTok, you have to ship out your items quickly. And so quickly, in fact, that I don't feel comfortable using anyone but Amazon for that because they're so efficient with their shipping and everything. But for eBay, I do use wholesale. The trick to finding good wholesale suppliers to make it really easy is find trade shows. You don't have to go to them. All you have to do is go on the trade show website and look who's going to be there and contact them through that. So if you want to sell pet products, look up the pet expos and then contact people on the list. Not all of them do drop shipping. So that's part of the game, right? That's the challenge. That's why people don't do it, because they call one or two people, they give up, and they don't realize they have to call 100 people to find the one supplier that will work with them. But the great thing about wholesale is that you get really good margins on those products. So
why don't people go to Amazon or Walmart or wherever you're drop shipping from, right? Because you're shaving the margin, basically, right? That's your profit is whatever you could mark up.
Right.
So why don't they just cut you out?
Good question, Doug. So the answer to that is just convenience. Some people just will shop on one platform, whether that's eBay, TikTok Shop. And that's really what it comes down to. And I know a lot of people listening at home are going to be like, well, I shop around, I look, and that's great, but not everyone does that. And so we are hitting the people that don't do that.
And maybe it's like, well, it's a generational thing too. So, I mean, I don't spend any time on TikTok. I'm more on like Instagram Reels. Mm-hmm. I don't do Facebook, but other people are on Facebook all the time. And maybe it's like, whatever, 10 or 15 years older than me, or just a few. I mean, people are on Facebook for different reasons in different countries or whatever, but it could just be a generational thing. So I'm like, I don't spend any time on TikTok, and I probably wouldn't even I wouldn't even trust anything on TikTok to purchase that. I'd be like, this is probably a piece of shit. I'm not going to buy it. No offense.
That's fine.
But other people do. And they're just like, oh, it's an impulse buy. That was the whole point of that. So they could just be, oh, that looks pretty cool. It's not too expensive. Everyone has a different threshold for that. So not too expensive could be like $150. Like, they don't have to check with their partner.
Right.
and then they'll buy something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've nailed it, especially for TikTok, because TikTok is all about the impulse purchase. I don't even really list items that are over about $35, $40 on there. Everything's cheap because that's going to be, they move quick. That's what people want on TikTok is cheap items.
So let's just keep focusing on TikTok because that sounds like it's the ripest area these days. So on that threshold, you're looking for cheaper impulse items. What kind of margins are you getting on those?
Yeah. So TikTok is, the great thing about it right now is the margins are really great. So we have like about 100% markup on the items.
Jesus.
But out of that comes TikTok fees. Out of that come, you know, our software. So it's not 100% profit margin. It's 100% markup.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're basically doubling the price of the item, basically. And some of that's actually made up in the shipping costs. So that's what's really cool about TikTok right now is that TikTok is really pushing TikTok Shop hard. They really want it. They're losing money on it on purpose to get people to use it. So they allow sellers to charge for shipping, but they give the buyers free shipping. So they are subsidizing it. So we can make money by charging shipping that the customers never have to pay themselves. At least for now, that's working, or they're doing that for now. So I forget what your original question was, but I just got excited by that. So I wanted to share it. What was your question? You remember?
No, I don't know. I think you answered most of it. Someone out there is yelling at their phone because we forgot, but we'll come around to it. So overall, the point was, like, why do people buy there? And then we talked about some of the impulse buys, the margin. So the margin's pretty good overall. There's other fees and operating expenses that you need to pay, whether it's like sort of infrastructure stuff or it's the software or whatever. But TikTok is currently subsidizing pretty well. So like it's the best the profit margins are going to be. It's just going to get worse later. Okay.
Right.
The other aspect is customer service. So typically, right, if I just ordered something on Amazon recently, right? And if I don't like it, I could just like drop it off at like 10 places that I could walk to over here and then just take it back and I get a refund. Like it's AI bot thing. Like it's so easy now. So typically with drop shipping, like you own the customer-ish. So you need to help them out if they have an issue. How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. You're asking all the right questions. So all the hard questions, I should say. Yeah. So as the drop shipper, you are a middle person. And so the value you add as a drop shipper is that you are taking care of all these problems for the customer. You're making it easier for them. So when it comes to returns, luckily, some of the platforms make it easy. So like eBay, for instance, or Facebook, all you have to do is like, let's say I ordered something from Amazon for a customer. All I have to do is go over to Amazon, start the return, I have to ask for a UPS label, and then I just pass that along to the customer. And then that's how it works on eBay. eBay customers have to print out their return labels and put them on the box and ship them back. So that's the way it works. And it's pretty straightforward because then it goes right back to Amazon. Amazon refunds you. You refund the customer. That's it.
Does it cost you anything after? Is there some expense?
There's
a couple bucks or something.
Yeah. So it doesn't cost you anything to return it to Amazon because they have free returns. With eBay, you lose a little bit of the fee. It's kind of tricky. You just lose a little bit.
Okay. I know like for PayPal or Stripe or whatever, if I sell something and then there's a return, I still have to pay the service fee of the transaction.
Right. And on eBay, you get some of that back, but not all of it. Okay. So, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Keep going.
And then with TikTok, it's a little convoluted because, again, they're trying to get customers on. So they're trying to make returns very easy by basically saying, hey, if you want to return something, you just say you want to return it and we refund you and you get to keep it or throw it away. If it's under $20. So pro tip, if you want some free stuff, you didn't hear it here. But what does that mean for you as the seller? Well, TikTok subsidizes part of that. not all of it. So you're going to, you could lose some money on the return, but again, so I don't know how much into the weeds you want to get, but basically
go deeper.
Okay. Okay. So if a customer wants to return something on TikTok, it's under $20. TikTok's just going to refund the customer. They're going to subsidize part of that. So you're going to get a partial reimbursement, but not a full reimbursement. So what do? You might be out several bucks here. Well, then you just reach out to the customer and send them a return label from Amazon and say, okay, now you got to ship it back. And a lot of times, sometimes they won't, but a lot of times they will because they think they were supposed to.
Right.
So
that's standard. I mean, I would expect most people, unless they're just a jackass, to expect they have to send the product back.
Right.
Okay. That's not too bad. So overall, how many, if just give an estimate, what percentage of sales require some return or interaction or whatever?
Returns, I've seen them be pretty lower on TikTok for whatever reason. I don't have numbers on this, unfortunately.
Just ballpark, is that like 10% or something like that?
I think for eBay it's around 10%. I think for TikTok it's a little bit lower for returns. In terms of customer service, it's sort of the same thing. For some reason, like the customers on TikTok and Facebook like don't talk to you, whereas eBay, they talk a lot more. I don't know if that's sort of like a perception thing, like they know they can do it on eBay and TikTok's new and they don't realize they can like message you or something. Hmm. So yeah, you know, I would say average about 10% would be a good kind of ballpark.
That doesn't seem too bad. And, you know, maybe on the TikTok side, the expectations are a little bit lower, perhaps
depending on,
you know, like
also because it's cheaper stuff. Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, learn my lesson this time, or, you know, okay. I think we could talk about this for so many hours, but we do need to wrap it up for this segment here. So what are some of the early mistakes that people make when they're dropshipping on a different platform or on a marketplace rather?
Yeah. Mistakes. Yeah, I think one of the biggest mistakes is just listing stuff and not really having a reason why you're listing it. The product research is just so important. So I think you have to learn how to do that. You have to, you know, learn how to read the data and understand it so you know which products are doing well. I think that's really important. And I also think, I guess a big mistake is like not setting things up correctly. So if you're promising people, hey, I'm going to get this delivered to you in 2 days, you're probably not, you know, and you can get in a lot of trouble for that, you know, because if you suddenly get like 20 orders and all of them are late, you know, that can be issues. So you got to know how to set up your store and all of that and how to set up those policies so that there's the right expectation, you know, just stuff like that.
Okay. And final question, like what does it cost for someone to get started? And again, you could just give the example for TikTok. What would someone expect if they have like no background? They want to perhaps get some software, set things up right, all that. So what's sort of the bare minimum to get rolling?
Yeah. Well, TikTok's free to sign up for. TikTok Shop is. It's free to list items. There's fees, obviously, but those are going to be like built into the price of the item. So what you're looking at is basically all you have to pay for is the software. So AutoDS, the TikTok part of that, I think is about like $30 a month, the basic plan. And then with that, they have actually a good product research tool built into that. Yeah, so I would, and is there anything else? Yeah, so I would say about $50 a month to kind of play it safe.
Gotcha. And I assume like everything, you could kind of just like look on YouTube for tutorials and like how to do stuff. And it could be like scattered across like so many videos, but you could kind of
figure out
how to use it.
Okay. It's out there.
Very good. Well, we're going to wrap up this segment, and I don't know if you have any sort of lead magnet or resource that people can check out, but if so, can you describe it and tell us where to go? We'll link up so it's easy for folks to get to.
Yeah, I have a guide. It's called the Dropshipping Titans Secrets ebook, I think it's called, something like that. And it just basically is like an intro to dropshipping. It has a lot of the links to the software in it. And those are my affiliate links in there, but they also give you a deal You get like a $1 trial for like a month or something to sign up. And there's a lot of good tips in there for how you can get started with dropshipping.
All right. And in the next episode, the next segment, we're going to talk YouTube stuff. So go ahead. I mean, you talk about your, you talk about dropshipping on your YouTube channel. So if people want to check that out, go ahead and mention what that is.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. So you can find me on YouTube. Just search for my name, Paul Lipsky. If that's too much to remember, just search for Paul eBay, and I usually come right up.